T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Thrillhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and you hear the story coming up in headlines, I believe. But today we toast an unidentified teacher from Hull, England. Now, he teaches children between the ages of 9 and 11 years old, but like his American counterparts, he's teaching them virtually this year for all the reasons we already know. Well, he intended to send his students a clip of children's author Michael Rosen performing his poem, The Car Trip. He had this for the poetry class. Now, The Car Trip, basically, it's a story that involves two children that are annoying their mother about wanting snacks and other stuff on a car trip. It's not a very long poem, but basically, they hop in the car, the mom takes off driving, and then the kids start bitching, like, I'm hungry, are we there yet? I need to go to the bathroom, he keeps poking me, blah, blah, blah. That's the general gist of the story, but unfortunately, that is not what the teacher ended up sending. You could probably see where this is going, but it's even worse than you think. He accidentally sent a parody of the poem. All right, so there's the poem itself, and apparently in England, this particular guy, very popular among children, so like anything, there are a lot of parodies. He ended up sending the parody, and that wouldn't be the worst thing you could do, but this particular parody, it reimagines the poem of The Car Trip as a tale of child abuse, incest, and graphic sex.
Ooh,
right? So he does not realize this, sends it up to the parents. As a lot of parents stated, you know, we're not watching this religiously with our kids. They're just in the same room. I'm doing other work. I start hearing words and terms that didn't seem right. They realize the wrong thing is that, needless to say, parents are outraged. The school has apologized. The good thing for him, it did not happen in this country, so he was not fired. Doesn't have to register as a sex offender or anything like that. They just, hey, that's bad. Don't do it again. But again, it's the car trip for 9 to 11-year-olds. They heard about incest, child abuse, and all kinds of very filthy, filthy sex things. I'm sure as an adult, we would find it hilarious. Kids end up with many, many questions. Did you just get goosebumps?
Yeah.
Really?
That just seems awful to send that.
It is, man. I mean, and when you read the quotes from everyone involved, I mean, the sincerity of their apologies, it's very genuine. It is understood. I get why you'd send a teacher that, because they would find it funny. But yeah, 9 to 11 years old. Like, mommy, what is incest? Like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's what it's like.
Jesus. Oh yeah. It's worse for the parents than the teacher. Believe me. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Steve Thrillhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Joshua. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hola! All right, Joshua, you understand how this year game is played?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. You have one of three stories to choose from. We have The Wonderful World of Drugs. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, Interior Decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
I'm going to have to go with drugs.
Drugs!
Drugs! All right, here is your story. Police arrested a man who admitted to shooting another man, but claimed he wasn't sure how it happened because he was high on drugs at the time. The shooting happened on a Sunday at an apartment building there, and according to the arrest report, the victim was found shot inside of the apartment. He was taken to San Antonio Military Medical Center, where he later died. But just a few minutes after the shooting, police in neighboring Universal City arrested the suspect, identified as Imond Woods. How did they find him? Because he crashed into several cars in the area. He's also a tenant renting an apartment where the gunshot victim was found. Now, during questioning, he admitted to shooting the victim, but he claimed to have no knowledge that he did it because he was high on a specific drugs. And the cops believed him, and they still charged his ass with murder. Now, the question is, what drug do you think he was on at the time that he shot this other person? So no motive was given. He seems to have no recollection, but he did it. Was he on PCP, crack, bath salts, or acid? So PCP, crack, bath salts, or acid, one of those, according to him, led him to murder.
I feel like bath salts or PCP sounds most likely to me. What do you guys think?
I'll give you my experience with two drugs that I've heard about. With acid, you pretty well are ultra-focused and have every idea of everything that you did. You might have a... You might be doing something else with it and not...
I heard sex is great on acid.
Yes, it is. So acid, I think you're too focused to honestly have anybody in you know, the law profession think that you weren't lucid. Bath salts, I've just heard too much craziness about, and people do, in fact, lose their mind and black out. Crack, I can tell you for a fact that unless he's smoking it constantly, there's no way that he could not remember what's going on. Even at his heightened sense, you can't smoke enough crack to black out because your heart is racing and you're on high alert.
It's made of cocaine.
Right. So I think you're right, Joshua. I think the choices come down to PCP and bath salts. Based on the fact that nobody was naked, I'm going to go bath salts.
I'm going to go with bath salts as well.
Why'd he shoot the guy? Oh, he doesn't remember because he was too high.
According to him, he does not know because he was high on a drug. And they're like, we believe you're high on a drug, but we need to charge you with murder because that's not an excuse for killing someone.
You know, I'm going to go old school. Miles, you make a good argument, but I'm going to go old school and kick it with crack.
Keep it with PG.
Kick it with crack.
Okay. PCP. And Josh, we're going to stick with bath salts as your final answer.
Got them rocks.
And he's already dropped. Jesus.
Okay.
Oh, either way, we're going to find out what this guy was on. PCP, crack, bath salts, or acid next.
That was a
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
please.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Okay, victim found shot in an apartment where he later died. Subject, by the way, drugs on the profile. Another tenant who wrecked his car actually admitted to killing him, but he said that he was on drugs and really doesn't remember
doing. I don't remember what happened. I was high.
So was he on PCP, crack, bath salts, or acid? That is the question.
I love that people think that that is a good excuse to tell the cops. Like, hey, man, we're arresting you for murder. Oh, yeah. I shot and killed a guy. I just don't know why, because I'm high on drugs. They're like, cool, we have an additional charge. Mm-hmm. But the options, PCP, crack, bath salts, and or acid. Now, let's see here. Joshua, he has already hung up, but he agreed with you, Miles, bath salts, because every story that we have heard, you do really bad stuff. However, and then there's Ted.
Come on, Ted.
Old school crack. He's right.
No way. He's not. Believe it or not, and this is weak. That's why I think this guy's lying. He said acid. Said he's high. Look, keep in mind, he said he does not remember doing it.
Okay.
That does not mean he doesn't remember doing it, but yeah, he was in fact on acid. That much they verified.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, your choices today. Jimmy Fallon.
James Fallone.
Seth Meyers.
Mr. Meyers.
Jimmy Kimmel.
James Kimmel.
James Corden.
Ooh, Corden. Jimmy Corden, yes.
Jimmy Corden, get in here, fella. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there for you. The title on these guys have professional teams providers who come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
The Girl Scouts have announced they're teaming up with Grubhub for contactless cookie delivery.
Oh,
and in a related story, an 8-year-old named Anna Watkins just passed Elon Musk to become the richest person in the world.
Jimmy Kimmel. I feel like it's Kimmel or Fallon. I'm going to go Kimmel.
Ted Smith.
Fallon.
Well, here's some good news. This year, the Girl Scouts are teaming up with Grubhub for contactless cookie delivery. And in a related story, 8-year-old Anna Watkins just passed Elon Musk to become the richest person in the world.
Girl Scouts are relentless. Mm-hmm. You will buy our cookies, you son of a bitch.
I don't know if you guys saw this. There's a new dating app called Go-Getter, where you have to pay for your matches. If you match with someone, you each have to pay $1 to connect. But on the bright side, it is still way cheaper than that awkward first dinner.
I'm hoping the Ted Smith.
Yeah, Ted Smith.
That's me.
All right.
$1 doesn't seem that bad.
No.
I get one item off the value meal.
Yeah.
Hey, my value meal, baby.
Look, we don't know each other. Let's just get value stuff.
So for $1, I'm willing to date you.
Yeah, I mean, it says I'm interested in you for a whole dollar.
For this small coke. This small coke or small fry.
I'm going to sit at home with my change bucket. Start dating.
I know.
According to a new report, The Office was the most streamed show of 2020, but mostly just because we wanted to remember what one looked like.
Jimmy Fallon.
It's either Fallon or Ted.
Ted.
Seth Meyers.
According to a new report, The Office was the most streamed show of 2020, but mostly because we wanted to remember what one looked like.
Have you watched it yet, Miles?
I've watched a couple and I like it.
Okay, yeah, I'll say that. That is a show for you.
You never seen The Office?
No. I jumped in on a couple and don't know anything about the season, the episode, but
it doesn't matter.
Funny, yeah.
They're good standalone. That is a funny show.
I just figured there's going to be a time where I'm going to go back like The Wire and watch this thing from the beginning.
I mean, The Wire from the beginning.
Not that it matters, but I still wanted to see them.
Sure.
Have you never seen The Wire?
I mean, I've seen 2 seasons worth, but that doesn't explain everything. So I'd like to just go back and watch it from the beginning so I can...
You should.
There's
you sound
a lot
like
things.
Me saving edibles in the freezer.
No, there's... One day I'm going to get to these. Yes. It's like that car in your front yard that your neighbor never moves, you know what I mean?
I got the primer on. I'm going to...
I would say this. The Wire is a much more serious show. I still consider it one of the greatest shows ever made. But The Office, it is super funny, and you could start flying through.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Got to get through Ozark.
There's a couple that I'm hanging on to here.
A woman in Canada was arrested for breaking COVID curfew when she was caught walking her husband on a leash and tried to claim he was a dog. Even worse, she was carrying a plastic bag.
Come on, D.T. Smith. Come on, D.T. Smith.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Fallon.
A woman in Canada was fined for breaking COVID curfew when she was caught walking her husband on a leash and tried to claim he was a dog. Even worse, she was also carrying a plastic bag.
Why would you think that would work? Oh, him? No, that's my dog. Look, ma'am, I'm looking at him.
There's more to it than that.
I mean, you said, that's my dog.
Yeah, I'm with you. That seems crazy. Health officials have announced later this month all international passengers traveling to the United States must first show proof of a negative coronavirus test, which is a little like when they ask you to go shower before you get into the pool at your Vegas hotel.
Feel like a Seth Meyers. I'm going to say Ted.
Seth.
Health officials announced that later this month, all international passengers traveling to the U.S. will first be required to show proof of a negative coronavirus test, which is a little like when they ask you to shower before you get into the pool at your Vegas hotel.
You know, when I lived in a building that had a pool, that was the only time I became psycho about that.
About showering first? Before you got in?
Right, but it always seemed strange to me because where the shower was, the water just ran into the pool.
I always thought it was more like if you were outside, it's like lotions and you know what I mean? All that stuff that you don't want to put in the pool.
Yeah,
but
I guess.
You're indoor.
Like, I don't know. It just always seemed funny to me that like the way they had designed this pool, it was like there was a drain there, but most of the water just ran into the pool. I was like,
Why are we doing it? Did you want to get my germs there in advance?
Yeah, and especially if it's like an outdoor pool, like just jump in the pool.
Right.
Doesn't count as a shower, though. All right, a little bit earlier today, we were kind of joking around about mascots for sports teams
mm-hmm.
that are kind of weak. So Mike did a little digging around and sent me a good list here of the, basically of teams, the seven least intimidating team names.
Ooh, okay, yeah. All right.
Now we've danced.
Now, does this include college and all that?
No, this is just professional sports.
Okay, so the least intimidating, someone sent earlier, because Miles, you'd said, what's the least appropriate, not necessarily least appropriate, someone said the Utah Jazz.
Well, yeah.
It does not make sense in Salt Lake City.
Well, all right, but I would always counter, I think the Lakers don't make sense in L.A.
Right, yeah, that's fair. But I'm more confident that I could find a lake in L.A. than find black people in Utah.
Yeah, but it's the same thing, right? Because they were from Minneapolis.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah,
Minnesota, they're Minneapolis. The land of a thousand lakes mm-hmm. or something.
And then the Jazz were from New Orleans.
Yeah.
Where Jazz is.
All right, so we'll start with baseball.
Least Padres.
It's not Padres.
It's not.
No.
I think the coolest name is the Brewers.
What? The Orioles? I mean, that doesn't scare any goddamn body.
Well, think about the Padres, right? And if you're a good Padre, you're a good religious person.
Angels?
The Angels.
California.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, you're right. All the small birds. The Orioles, not an intimidating bird.
I don't know, man. People need to reread the Bible. If the Angels want to bring some S down on you, they're going to go ahead and do it.
Depends on the angel.
Devil was an angel.
Right. All right, so next on the list for least intimidating names, we go to hockey with the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yes. I understand, you know, for Canada, I understand that's important, but yeah, that doesn't threaten anyone.
Well, some of it, too, is just regional kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, the Maple Leaf is there. The right. Obviously, the Orioles is big in Maryland, this and that.
The one that cracks me up in hockey is the Montreal Canadiens. But the only province in that country that always wants to secede, like their personal Texas, is Quebec.
It should be like,
so you name yourselves the Canadians, even though you're the one province that goes, we don't want to be Canadian.
It should be the Baguettes.
Right.
Yeah. Next on the list was the Florida Marlins, which, at least that's like a good-looking sailfish. It's got that big, long thing.
Oh, that's not bad, though.
Yeah.
But, you know, at least it's sleek, it's fast, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it is not intimidating. Obviously, now this one comes from Disney, and they dropped the mighty
ducks,
part of it,
ducks,
but the Anaheim Ducks, right. Yeah. Which Disney World is, or Disneyland is right there.
Mm-hmm.
Disneyland, by the way, did you see that's a vaccine site now?
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah.
And no year passes this year.
Nope. These people are screwed. So that one I cut a little. I mean, look, I'll cut slack to all of them. But it's obviously, Disney. Ducks is not an intimidating thing.
No. Oregon.
I like this one, too. The New Jersey Nets.
Yeah, you're a net.
Yeah.
You're a net.
Right. They say here it's like having a baseball team called the Home Plates. Or a football team called Goalposts.
Right.
It's like, right, and they're Brooklyn now. I said New Jersey, excuse me. But yeah, that is weird. Like, oh, we play basketball. Let's just name them the Nets.
Make it easy.
All right. Now, you guys already guessed the final two. Jazz is number two. Obviously, that is very weird. And, like, nobody's scared of a jazz musician. Ah, no. I shouldn't say that. Generally, when you think of jazz, you think of somebody having a good time. I'm sure there's been...
Jazz, collectively, the musicians will stick you with heroin and have sex with you.
Well, I mean, what's the Pelicans?
Yeah, well, the Pelican, it'll at least fight for its turf. You know, there's
something. Yeah. Pelicans just seem to be like, all right, so you...
And they're big.
You gobble and swallow fish.
You know the one my mom can't take? And they've been around forever. And my mother, and she said this recently, she's like, the Dolphins. I thought it was a stupid thing. A goddamn dolphin. Who the hell's scared of a dolphin?
I can't believe there's no fish. I can't believe they're not the shark somewhere other than
San Jose.
I know.
Yeah, the dolphin. Yeah. I don't know. Dolphins are cool, though.
I mean, they're cool. My mom, she's just not down with them. She's like, that is the dumbest name.
And then number one on the list, Cubs. Just what you were saying. It's a small little bear. You want to hang out with it.
Now, wait. I still think Philly is worse than Cubs.
Right, because Philly has the Flyers.
Which, whatever. However you want to interpret it. Sure. But the Phillies, really? Your little baby girl horse, okay.
Well, it's also just like, hey, we're Philadelphia, so let's name our team the Phillies.
I hope that is the extent of it.
It's like the Seattle Seas. Yeah, like, right? Like, all right.
Yeah, we went straight cracking. Top that, bitches.
That's a great name.
Yeah.
That Mariners. Bitch will pop out of the ocean and take your ass out. Mm-hmm. The Kraken.
Yeah.
I don't like the name. Think about what it is.
Let me see where we go here. Oh, Jeopardy guest host. We kind of already talked about this. Katie Kirk's going to be on there. Aaron Rodgers. I can never say her name. Mayim Malik?
Right. Blossom. I don't know how to say her
name.
Well,
she's also from the Big Bang Theory now.
Blossom forever! Actually, you know what? I watched last night for the first time. I watched Ken Jennings do it. And I had very low expectations, which is not an insult to him. It's just, you know, Jeopardy is Alex Trebek's stuff, right? He actually did a really good job.
Yeah, I listened to some of it today.
He did a very good job. I was surprised, but...
And also, right, I will say, in anybody's defense, like, it's hard. Like, it's Alex Trebek, and he didn't even just leave the job. Unfortunately, the man passed away.
Right. Right? So it's not like he passed the baton. It's like, the dude died.
Right, and that's always kind of that thing, right? Like, you don't want to follow the legend.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to be the person, I don't know, a big-time coach leaves. You don't want to be the next guy because everybody's going to compare you, this right. and that.
I will say this, tough. And I said this last night. I don't know if it's true. I don't base it on anything other than my own opinion. But Ken Jennings did a very good job because he did not go very far outside of the orbit that Alex Trebek established as a way to deal with it. You know, he has his own personality and all that, so it's not that. But I mean, like, be quick, do the quick interviews after the first commercial break. But he did a good job. So I said to my wife, I'm like, look, they're going to bring in all these other guest hosts, but if I'm running Jeopardy, Ken's coming back. He's got the gig.
Cool. I'm glad he did a good job.
Yeah, he did. I thought he did a very good job.
Betty White is turning 99 on Sunday.
Golly. Is it weird that I still have sex with her?
No.
Okay.
I think we all would.
No.
Yeah, it's Betty White. And just to say, hey, I had sex with Betty White. I laid her down.
What was she, 24?
No.
She was 99 years old.
No. Well, wait half a year, then... No, that'd be 99. You got to wait 9 months. You could have sex with her on her 99.9.
Once you go blue, you'll never eat glue.
Ooh, that'll be our KISW promotion.
Yeah.
Betty White. We're having sex with her. She's 99.9 years old. Come on, Mike, you're in.
Oh, God.
We're half your age. Come on, woman.
Right. I paid money to see Lake Placid in the theater.
Right. You owe me this.
I deserve at least an old...
You know.
Anyhow, you know, she's already got a celebration planned. Obviously, not too much because we're still in COVID stuff.
Won't be a surprise party.
But they were kind of asking her, like, you know, what's her secrets to life, this and that. I didn't realize that she was running a mile every morning.
Damn.
Obviously, that's been curtailed a little bit because of the COVID stuff. She's working on getting a new show up and running. And then she feeds two ducks to come to visit her every day.
Just like Lake Placid. That big-ass gator showed up because she kept feeding him.
At 99, I'm just finding hobbies. I'm not looking for a new job. You know what I mean? Like
she is.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like
that's a new show.
That's amazing.
But she also has some good advice here. She said she was blessed with good health, and she added that a sense of humor keeps her going, and quote, don't take yourself too seriously. All right. You can lie to others. Not that I would, but you cannot lie to yourself.
That, true enough. Huh?
Yeah. Which is fair, right? Because, I mean, when you're sitting at home by yourself, and I think a lot of people during this pandemic struggled with that. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, there's nobody, like.
It's just you now.
It's just you and your brain. Mm-hmm. You can't get away from it. So, you know, you are what you are. You is what you is.
You be what you be. And I am what I am.
Also, this won't shock you. Betty White says a lot of her secret is just like, look at, you know, try to look on the positive side, not dwelling on the downside. Takes too much energy being negative. And then she also says, I also have a good agent that keeps me busy all the time.
Yeah, okay.
Which is a lot of people, right? Like, I think acting's a little easier to kind of keep doing in your later age. But I know, I mean, I know from like my mom, I know a lot of people that just have worked their whole lives. That's like a big fear. They're scared if they stop working that they'll die.
Sure. You think Betty White has a booty call?
Yeah.
I mean, we never heard of her with anybody. We never heard of her
boyfriends. I think
if
Betty White wants a booty call, she has it.
Yeah, but does she have one? You know she can get one.
I'm saying yes. Know.
And how much younger is this guy? Because she's almost 99.
Right. So he's a lot younger. But I think she absolutely does. Yeah, I have no doubt about that.
Yeah. Pool boy? Cabana boy?
Something. I mean, like Wednesday nights are reserved for Larry or, you know, whatever the deal is.
What if Betty White is that big of a star? What if it's something crazy? Like some stud from the NFL.
George Clooney.
Right, exactly. Yeah, right. Exactly. That's what I was thinking. Like just somebody you would never guess.
Metcalf.
DK Metcalf.
He'll never say it, but DK Metcalf and Betty White.
If you're watching any late night shows, I know the four of us are fired up in here to watch Fallon because he has on one of our favorite actors, Anthony Mackie. And then if you like rock and roll, check out Jimmy Kimmel. He has on the Foo Fighters.
Oh, very cool. Nice. Dave Grohl, 52 today, I believe.
Oh, happy birthday, Dave Grohl.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Man in England breaks coronavirus lockdown and drives 1,000 miles for McDonald's hamburger and fries. Meanwhile, another guy injects magic mushroom tea into his veins and now has mushrooms growing in his thighs. Minnesota police ask police to stop having sex in busy parking lots if they don't mind. Teacher sends wrong clip to students as they get a video of cousins doing it from behind. And a drunk woman tries to run over X with her car and succeeds. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, a top story. We go to Pennsylvania where a drunk woman decided to pay her ex a visit late at night. The man was woken up to her banging on his door, screaming for him to open up. When he got there, he found his ex standing on his front porch with the bottom of the door kicked in. He tried to calm her down and walk her back to her car, but instead of leaving, she charged him with her car, hitting him and pinning him to another car.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Afterwards, she moved the car and issued a warning for him to move or he'd be hit again. He managed to pull the keys out of her car and she fled, but returned shortly to the waiting arms of arresting officers.
Good Lord, man.
I don't know what you're drinking to where, you know what, your intuition went away just enough to where you just said, you know what, I'm going to go for it.
I'm mad at him, even though he's not here. And I go out of my way to find him and then do this. But the good news is, now she's in jail.
Absolutely. Never forget, it's okay to be upset when somebody breaks up with you. That's absolutely all fine and dandy. There's a limit as far as retaliation goes. I find, depending on how they went about letting you know that we were going to break up, retaliation should follow suit.
I feel that right now in this country, we should think before we act.
Amen to that.
I think that would be crucial.
Just go ahead, put that rule out there before you do anything, especially out of anger.
Just take a breath. Think through for a second.
Right. Take it to the next step, and don't just say worth it. Take it to the next step. Another news, speaking of unpleasant findings at your door, a woman in the UK posted a photo on Twitter of a note that was left at her door by a neighbor. The neighbor, clearly upset about her late-night activities, left a note saying, quote, can you please stop screaming like a pig, daft o'clock, while you shagging? We all sick of it. Unquote. She says that if the note was worded a little bit more politely, she would have felt bad and tried to quiet down, but instead posted the note with the caption, quote, I personally thought I sounded like the Herbal Essences woman, but go off, I guess.
I'll be honest with you.
It has to be louder.
VD sent that story to me earlier today, and I was like, man, it needs to be a Monday random question. Deeply, honestly, what animal do you most closely mimic when you're having sex? Because nobody just sounds like themselves. I don't just sound like this.
You mean like sound or?
The sound you make when you are having sex. What animal is most closely related? Or character. Because Miles tells the story of a chick sounding like Darth Vader.
Yeah. Right? So. God. Oh, boy.
I don't know, man. That's a good question.
Right? Exactly. I actually have thinking there. Not a nice one.
You're not going to feel awesome. Whatever animal you come up with, you're not going to feel great about
it's
yourself.
It's not good.
But it's okay.
Right.
None of us sound our best.
No.
I feel like maybe like a warthog.
Yeah. That sounds like a hungry beaver.
I think like a posturing gorilla. Wow, there's a whistle in my nose. That didn't sound right.
Wow. It's a confident gorilla over there.
Yeah, but he can't have the whistle in his nose. If a gorilla postures like that with a whistle in his nose, right, he's going to get his ass kicked. Down in Florida, officers arrested a man that stole an interesting floating vessel. A tiki bar.
Oh, man, it was a nice bar.
Did you guys see this story? Yeah, no. It was great.
Oh, my God, it was such a nice bar.
Miles, look this thing up. The man was found out in the middle of the open water with a floating bar and appeared to be intoxicated at the time that he was found. I wonder how.
The guy with the floating bar?
Authorities arrested him and navigated the tiki bar back to its original dock.
Chad, this is all you.
This is a party barge, dude. It actually has, like, the straw cap on the top of it. It looks like it's made all out of bamboo. This looks like something like, Jimmy Buffett set up in the back of his home or, like, on his private dock.
It's part of a restaurant. They have all these little pods of floating tiki bars.
It's
you get
great.
Your own personal bartender, the way they've set it up, so that you can, sit with four or five people at the bar.
That's awesome.
It is cool. Very cool.
I can't blame the guy for stealing.
Not at all, dude. I don't care if he was drunk before or after he stole the thing. That was a great idea to steal it.
All you gotta do, it's a small area. All you have to do is drive around every cove and every inch of water. You're gonna find this thing. It's a floating bar.
Right, just unhook it from the dock and away you go. Just don't drink the booze while you're boating it down the water, man. Come on now.
Sounds like it just got swept out to sea.
Yeah, might have been. The official social media of the, I'm going to screw this up, Champlain Police Department of Minnesota issued an interesting PSA to their protectees after an apparent uptick in public lovemaking. The page says, quote, "We would like to pass along a friendly reminder to everyone looking for some alone time with a sweetheart to please avoid any romantic entanglement in busy parking lots during normal business hours." Champlain PD said on its Facebook that while we understand the cold weather can leave a few options for finding some privacy in the moment, we would like to clarify that, yes, you will draw suspicion when people can see you. You know, because it's noon and you're in an auto body parking lot. Plus, nothing kills the mood quite like Officer Irish tapping on your window. So please, save your sweetie the embarrassment and find somewhere private for any canoodling.
It's the nicest way possible.
I like that message, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's such a fair... Like, look, dude, everybody wants to get laid. We get it. This is illegal. Please stop.
And I think the only reason why they take it on them is because this is probably the most pleasant naked person that they're going to have to deal with today. With just get the hell out of here. Put your pants
I'm
on
sorry.
And go.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, not just the area, it's that these people are having sex. This isn't just some random naked whacked out guy that's charging the police officer.
You're generally in a good mood when you're having sex.
Right. I know you're embarrassed. I have to knock on your doggone window. Just find some shade somewhere, man. Parking lot at noon. What's the matter with you? Scary story in the world of drugs. A man had an extended stay in the hospital after a bad experience with mushrooms. The man brewed a tea with the psychedelic fungus and injected the brew directly into his veins.
Come on, dummy.
Directly into his veins. Several days later, he ended up in the hospital with the fungus actually growing in his blood.
And stayed there for 3 months.
Yeah, because it's a fungus.
Yeah. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll get you into the three-day weekend tomorrow with Bad Choice Friday and the return of Ted versus the FCC.
In the meantime, I'm injecting mushrooms into my veins. But until then, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.